I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Welcome back to the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns. I'm joined by Dan, the magical, mythical tuna fish man. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I got this tuna fish sandwich right here in front of me.
How do you like your tuna fish sandwiches?
Dude, how do? You like tuna fish, right?
Oh, I love tuna fish. Love
it. Do you eat celery in it? I like mine with a little crunch, a little celery.
I like a little celery. I'll do all kinds of stuff with tuna. I like to really spice up my tuna fish sandwiches, like pickle chips or even just relish is good in the salad. But like, I'd throw some potato chips on there, get a nice little crunch, as you were saying.
I like a nice tuna sub.
Oh yeah,
you know, a sandwich is good. Sandwich implies that it's not, mm-hmm. you know, it's a stacked kind of thing. There's bread on a sub.
Yeah,
but it's, you know what I mean.
It's just different, you know. But I love a good tuna fish. I mean, anything. I'll even just make a bowl and eat it if like it's late night snack.
Just tuna.
Yeah, like tuna fish like salad. Like I'll put mayo and.
You won't even make sushi with it.
What? No sushi? No.
Just a little quick sushi? Roll it up in your bamboo roll?
True. I mean, I don't typically do that. But maybe after this podcast, I'll get a little frisky. How you doing, man? It's crazy, crazy, crazy times. We are a day after the election as we record. We currently don't know a winner.
Everyone knew that was going to happen. Come on, let's be honest. Mm-hmm.
And Bernie called everything that was happening. Bernie. But
Bernie, was he like
there's a
Tony Romo announcing kind of thing?
Dude. Just
calling it as it was going to happen?
I don't know how long ago it was. I mean, it could have been a couple weeks ago, but he was on Jimmy Fallon and he was like, they interviewed him. He's like, we're not going to know the night of because of how the mail-in ballots will be counted in some states. And it will look like Republicans are winning in the beginning because a majority of Democrat voters mail in their ballots. And that's just how it's going to be. And then, you know, he also predicted some other things in terms of like, you know, people trying to delegitimize.
And he has
stuff.
A book out of his predictions. It's called Sanders Predict.
No, Nostra Bernie. That's a
Nostra Bernie. Yeah. It's but, 101 different Bernie Sanders predictions.
But, you know,
now available on iTunes.
It's crazy times. It's unprecedented. You know, whatever. I mean, maybe by the time you're listening to this, we know who won the election.
It's all entertainment. It's like
it really is,
basketball. It's all rigged to be the most watched. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to come down to Nevada, 6 votes, and Trump's going to be like too short. He'll have Biden will have 270. And Trump will have 2 whatever. And then Trump will sue and do whatever and be like, meh, I didn't lose. Meh. And everyone will just be forget about him. Because what are they going to do? He'll make a stink, but honestly, they're not going to do anything.
Yeah. I mean.
But it will be entertaining for the world because everyone's like, people are buying alcohol. People are coming. Like, things are. Like, people are waiting. And everyone's like,
true.
What the fuck?
This is true. I mean, I'm in the liquor industry. I'm enjoying it.
We did great on the election yesterday. It was fantastic.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, people were buying up stuff to watch. Well, honestly, I mean, I had this conversation with a lot of my accounts. I think, from like basically Halloween until January 2nd, it's going to be so busy. You know.
Oh
Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween election, Thanksgiving. Possible shutdown again, right? If that happens, craziness again.
Yeah. See, we're probably going to have a shutdown. I figure we will. If Biden is president, we will have at least a 2-week shutdown.
Yeah, I think, I mean, state by state, probably, maybe county by county, but who knows? There will be something in probably some form or fashion, I assume.
Maybe something smarter than just we're shut down. Okay. Yeah.
I think that the key is to give people a definitive time. Like, say, hey, listen, we are going to shut down till then, right? Because things are spiking, because they are in Jersey anyway, and things are spiking, and we need to shut down things until then so things calm down. We can try to get a hold of it. So, I mean, I think people won't freak out as much. But like, all right, we're going to come out on the other side of this easy, 2 weeks or whatever, maybe three. But we did it before. We can do it again.
Yeah, you know? It's just, I mean... But it's the cold weather. It's dealing with. Mm-hmm. I remember when we were talking to Jack, and he was just like, "Yeah, it's because winter's gonna come around. You're gonna have the flu anyway. People are gonna be because what happens is the hospitals get overwhelmed too because of the fact that people might just be getting a cold and they're overreacting and going to the hospital or getting the flu, and it's just the flu, and they need to, you know, and then." There's COVID on top of it because lower immune systems with the colder weather, but it doesn't exist to people who are crazy.
Yeah. And with Jack, actually, shout out to Jack, big listener of the show. He's our official expert, disease expert on the show. We go to him for everything, whether he knows it or not, you know? Things are crazy. Jersey. Legalized marijuana,
right? How about that? It's gonna take a while.
I think probably 6 months. I think is probably the timeline on it.
Probably more. It's. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. It's there's the trouble with the dispensaries.
Yeah,
like they don't want to overrun. Like if they were to open up too soon, the people that need, like the people that are prescribed it, you know, not that saying. Some people might be prescribed it for reasons that don't really matter, but there are people who actually need it for, and they don't want to like influx if they don't have the proper infrastructure, because everyone's going to buy it. People will just go to the, like there'll be lines out the door, and then the people who need it will have to wait like 2 hours to get the shit they need.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to prevent that. So that's why they need time to bring in new growers, and that takes months to grow the stuff, and B, have an actual infrastructure and then testing. They have to come in and test everything before they can sell it to the public.
Yeah. But I think one benefit.
I hope 6 months.
Yeah. But. Yeah. I mean, but one benefit is, well, I guess, I mean, even if it isn't 6 months, it's kind of like right now it's like a Vermont situation where you can't buy it here, but you can smoke it legally.
Yeah. Right. But people were smoking it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Just now you don't. But like, if you got caught with it, it wouldn't
that was the main reason they brought it to legislation was to decriminalize it so that people stop getting arrested for it. Like that was, it became decriminal. That was the first step, and then legalizing it. But, I don't make tons of money on it, but if you look at most of the other states when it passed, it takes more than a year.
Yeah,
in most states.
I guess
got our shit together. We'll see.
One benefit I would say is, I guess New Jersey's gotten it so late in the game. We've had these CBD stores that seem to be just placeholders for dispensaries. Like they're kind of like everybody's been waiting thing. For it.
Do they? So it's CBD is very different than marijuana because of the fact that there's different testing regulations. So in order to, there's only a certain. It's similar to like alcohol. There's only a certain amount of like licenses there can be, and it will be tough for those CBD places to get those licenses. They need. To show they have a lot of capital. Like that was when I looked into a lot of this. I was like, well, what would it take what would it take if weed becomes legal to run a store? Because be profitable. It's a alcohol is profitable. It's not that hard. As long as the business is those businesses are good. It's just you have to run them properly.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But so I looked at it and it said right now everyone is vying just to get those licenses and things, and you need to prove that you – so the CBD stores, some of them will probably get it, but I don't know about all of them.
I just imagine that some of them were just placeholders. They knew what they were doing.
Definitely. Yeah.
But
they're just waiting for
– Yeah.
Actually, the one in Lambertville, they said on their site – because I read about the – I was reading up on them. They said, "Yeah, we're looking to get into tea or marijuana whenever it's legalized." So, I of course most of them. I mean, it's a cannabis, or it's part of the cannabinoid or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, something.
What? Yeah.
But anyway, you've been listening to NPR, and we'll be right back. Now, that's probably the most serious we'll ever get on this show. About anything. And we're back.
Getting silly now.
I had a big Magic the Gathering weekend over the weekend.
Oh, did you play in that tournament?
Yeah, so I did the Arena Open. I made day two. So
What did you play?
I played Rakdos mid-range, which, most of our listeners aren't Magic players, but basically it was a tournament you can enter for a fee. And you could do it as many times, and you just had to win a certain amount of games, and you can go to day two.
Is it
or
one win?
And the first day you can either do best of one or best of three. Best of one, you have to go 7-2, and then or you can only have two losses on day one or three losses. I forget, but I didn't do the best of one. I did best of three. You had to just go undefeated, four matches. And made day two, and you get a chance of winning $2,000 if you go 7-1 with a best of three on day two. But I went 2-2 on day two. I didn't win any money, but it was fun. But also, I drafted on Friday.
Oh yeah,
in IRL for the first time since.
Oh wait, where?
Up in Florida, New York.
Oh, Florida, New York. That's really confusing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's by Warwick, New York, which is probably a more well-known town.
Why? But, what happened there?
What happened? I was lost. No. So my lady's friend, who I actually went to college with, her boyfriend's a big Magic player, and he's from West Milford by Clinton Road.
Oh yeah.
And he just shoots into New York to play at this card store.
He just shoots into Florida,
New York, and plays at this card store. And he was here, with his girlfriend, a couple, maybe a month ago. He's like, yeah, man, it's like, you should come up and draft. We do it. We all wear masks. It's like no big deal. It's usually only eight people. So
this sounds like a culty thing.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You should do it, dude. We all stand and sit in a circle. We all wear masks. Mm-hmm. And then we do magic.
We could stop at a Spirit Halloween. We could pick out a mask for you.
Anyone you want.
Mm-hmm. I've been rocking Pennywise the Clown, but you can go with whatever. But yeah, man, I went up and did a magic draft. It was fun.
How'd you do?
I went 1-2. I should have gone 2-1, but I actually lost to the guy I knew there. That's all
on
right.
On purpose?
No, not on purpose. I made a misplay, but it is what it is.
Well, then
what? Yeah, I'm kicked out. They're not letting me come back. No.
Yeah. Got kicked out. Hey.
But it was cool, man. It felt good to kind of just, even in the weird kind of it's like you can't really hear. I mean, you can hear people talk, but everything's muffled, and you go like, "Oh wait, what was that?" And with the mask, but that's fine. It's like we're being safe, and and the store owner was super cool. So the cool thing about it was,
It's probably a surfer.
It's probably a maybe a surfer, but he's more of a baseball card collector guy, but like he obviously, you know, does all of it, and everything was like on the honor system. He was like, oh yeah, just pay at the end, tell me what you got. And I'm like, all right. Like, I mean, obviously.
That reminds me of like James in the good old days. Mm-hmm. Like back when James ran his store, like less like a store and more just like, cool, we're all friends. Yeah.
Exactly.
And fun. And then it just got slowly and slowly. Like, he's not there anymore. I never see him there. But I remember when it was night, it was like you could bring food in there. You could just go over to, I don't know, it was Hoagie Haven. Not Hoagie Haven. It was Hoagie Works.
Hoagie Works. And then I think it was Coaches.
Coaches, yeah.
But, I mean, I guess shout out to Cyborg One in Doylestown.
Yeah, Cyborg One.
Good comic book shop.
It is a good comic book shop. It just, the magic scene was like what we grew up in there was so welcoming. And then it just stopped. It just became really, I don't know now. I don't play anymore, but we stopped going there. I stopped going there just because mainly a time thing. But every time I go, I just be like, whoa, this is not the same.
I played there like 2 weeks in a row, just like two Fridays I had off because normally I wouldn't. Like, I guess like almost 2 years ago. And it was fun. I mean, it was actually a pretty good group of guys, but it was like a lot younger, which is fine. And everybody was a little more, you know, it wasn't like, because when we started, there was still like kind of these like cutthroat kind of guys that would play.
Like, yeah, they were way too seriously. And then one of them opened up a store and took all of the competitive players.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there was a certain amount of competitiveness there still. And some old guys that used to play there, you know, like Justin Hahn was there, who he was always a cool dude. But
yeah, no, I like the old guys, you know, the that's what I mean. The crew we used to see when they used to be there. But then it like they opened up the other store and then James got real strict.
Yeah. I mean, he hired a guy that I think influenced that, but that's neither here nor there. It's his business, and I guess comment.
Yeah, I just remember I'm reminiscing of the glory days of Magic when we didn't win then either.
Yeah, no.
Good times.
Not. Yeah, but it was something to do. At least I didn't.
You won. You actually top eighted.
Yeah, I top eighted one event. I guess my total winnings in Magic are $450. I don't want to talk about how much I've spent, but
yeah, for $10, maybe 15, right? Maybe like $15.
Yeah, definitely.
Give or take.
Easily.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you saw this article.
What?
So Vladimir Murugov. Have you ever heard of Vladimir Murugov?
Vladimir Murugov?
Yeah. He was, you know him?
Yeah.
He was murdered.
I know.
You know what his nickname was?
We call him Steven because Vladimir, he didn't want to, he was embarrassed.
No, well, that was between us, not to the general public. But his nickname was the Sausage King.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, he was a Russian oligarch, nicknamed the Sausage King, and he's been murdered with a crossbow in a sauna. So I don't know if this was the leaked plot to John Wick 4, but this is pretty intense. Actually, I made a pretty good joke about it on Twitter. I said,
what did you make? Did this just happen?
This happened in the past week, yeah.
Really?
So the Sausage King, which I think the most surprising thing to me was that there was a Sausage King. Wasn't aware.
Well, wasn't the guy in the books? What's the second book of the series? The Sam.
The collector series?
Yeah, collector series. Where when he goes in, isn't he like the Sausage King of the one body he goes into?
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe they just sausage his fingers. I don't know.
He brings back the guy into a body, and he's like, "You were the I was the sausage king of, like the body he's in was the sausage king of something."
Maybe he was. I'll have to look at that. But it's pretty crazy. My joke was, by the way, so I put in quotation marks. It's like, so like the headline is Russian oligarch nicknamed the Sausage King killed in sauna with crossbow. And I was like, the pork roll prince sends his regards. But I was just starting to think, man, it's like, this has to be made a movie, right?
the pork roll prince.
But not even like, well, yeah, obviously I would love that to be added. But like just the idea of, first of all, a guy being nicknamed the Sausage King in 2020. Like, you know, I mean, I guess I haven't looked into it a whole lot, but I have to assume he was like an owner of a big sausage company in Russia. Or
you have to. Maybe.
I mean, I'll look into it, but.
Or the alternative.
Yeah.
He himself is a sausage. The king of them. He's the king of all sausage.
Well, here's the deal with that.
Maybe.
Do you want to know I like that theory.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
However, I would say that a crossbow wouldn't do much against a guy made of sausage. I feel like, I don't know. Like, it seems like it would just like, oh, he got poked by
maybe, you know. it was explosive crossbow. Like hot.
But I do have an answer, by the way. He was the owner of Oziorsky,
yeah,
the Meat Empire sausage factories. The attack happened at Mr. Marigov's countryside estate about 25 miles outside the capital of Moscow. So this was like a big mob hit. Like the mob obviously wanted this to be a big thing, right?
This was a mob hit.
Who goes into a probably billionaire's estate, is able to get in there, kill this guy in his sauna with a crossbow. Like, that's got... And
why do you assume it's the mob? Why, we can make a better story up for that.
Oh, I would assume it's the mob, but...
No.
But we know the truth.
Maybe this guy was an asshole to someone. This is, like, from their previous life.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and he thought he got rid of this guy, but he killed his family with a crossbow.
The Sausage King killed
this guy's family with a crossbow, and he thought he killed him. It's kind of like a Punisher thing, except he like throws him. And then this guy spent his entire life trying to get close for the perfect moment. And he's been planning. He's been working with this crossbow.
So are you?
It's just revenge. I think it's just revenge. I don't know. I think this is a mafia plot.
So would you say that the Sausage King, before he became Sausage King, he was like the crossbow kid or something like that? Like
Crossbow kid, yes. I like it. I like the alliteration with these. The pork roll prince is here.
You think maybe he was the crossbow kid killing like families or something like that? And robbing them of their riches so that he could start. He had always wanted to make a sausage empire.
And he made them out of people that he killed with his crossbow.
That could be it, man. But like, so you're saying is like, so maybe, oh, what about this?
What?
This, the cross, well, Sausage King, or formerly known as Crossbow Kid, kills this guy's family with a crossbow. And then
maybe we're going to put another K, like the Crossbow Kid Killer. Or
the Crossbow Kid Killer. Well, I guess the guy who killed the Sausage King would be the Crossbow Kid Killer, right?
Yeah, technically.
And therefore, that guy becomes the Crossbow King. So.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it.
So
he just takes, screw the sausage. You just become the king.
Screw the sausage. I've always said screw the sausage. We don't, you know, but. So he kills this guy's kid's family, right? And then he's like, so the Sausage King the kills this guy's family.
The Crossbow Kid.
Crossbow Kid. The original Crossbow Kid. OG. He kills this kid's family, and he doesn't realize he doesn't kill the kid. And he's like, oh, well, I don't need this crossbow anymore. This is my last family murder.
Because now I'm going to start a sausage empire.
I'm going to start a sausage empire. And he's like, and he just kind of tosses the crossbow on the ground. And the kid, like, you know, climbs through the rubble of his family's dead bodies. And he's like,
the rubble? What do they explode? Oh, yeah, exploding crossbows. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. And he grabs a crossbow and he's like, you know, I will avenge my family. But who is that kid trained by? You know, it's like you can't just, because like he would have to get probably through so many guards. So who else has beef with the Sausage King? You know what I'm saying?
and would want to squash it.
Yeah. So maybe the Sausage King porked some other guy's wife.
And that maybe guy, he baked bacon. No, that's different. Maybe he's wanted a breakfast.
So maybe he went off to the far reaches of Turkey to train with the crossbow with the Bacon Emperor. Does that sound familiar?
The what?
The Bacon Emperor?
Or the Bacon Emperor?
All, Sausage King. Are we talking breakfast sausage or just like, you know, like sausage peppers kind of king? What do we?
We're talking, what do you mean? Like, we're talking big old sausage links.
Damn.
Like big old links. He's the king.
That is
sausage.
Yeah, he does. That's probably better. So maybe like,
he was the crossbow kid.
And then he went. Okay. So this guy, who are we going to call his killer? The crossbow, Steven. Steven the crossbow new kid. Steven the crossbow killer. It's because he's going to kill Sausage King. So he goes, and actually, here's the thing. He goes to America, right?
America?
Who does he train with to kill the Sausage King in America? Tell me.
Who does he train with?
I know the right answer.
Legolas?
Legolas was more of a regular bow kind of guy, but, yeah, you know, let's
maybe,
not get...
Who uses a crossbow? Ash?
It's not even a crossbow, a guy known for his crossbow work. It's a guy more known for being an arch nemesis of the Sausage King.
Oh, who's this?
The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
Yeah.
This is true.
Who, I mean, let's be honest, he's been on America's Most Wanted for 30 years, since the
80s. No one's been able to catch him.
He's slippery.
He has burgled ham to the tune of $45 trillion.
Yeah. And you want to know something even crazier?
For every burger served at McDonald's, he has burgled one ham.
He was actually behind all the McDonald's Monopoly scams.
He was the guy.
Nobody knew that. But yeah, so this kid trains with the Hamburglar because Hamburglar's like, well, I mean, Sausage King has been terrorizing the meat world for long enough. And this kid's got a chip on his shoulder. I'm going to send him. So he goes and trains him. Does that sound right?
That sounds right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. So
he comes back and he finishes it off. He walks in. How fitting. I don't know why this is how he talks. Well, how would he talk? How?
Probably more Russian, but
more. Yeah. Does he kill anyone else? Does he sneak in completely?
So from what I can see, it doesn't look like there were any other.
Okay, we need it to be, in order to write based on a true story, we need to at least get the ending right.
Oh, you want to? Okay. Tech happened. Did not name the man. Intruders demanded cash. So it said the intruders demanded cash before fleeing in a car. The getaway car was later recovered in the outskirts of the town of Istra, outside Moscow. But that's it, man. I mean, but here's an interesting fact. The Sausage King's son, Alexander.
Oh, he had kids?
He had, it looks like a son. They don't mention any other kids. His son, Alexander, died.
What?
In a motorcycle accident last year. So, what
this
do you...
This guy just had, this is terrible. I'm sorry for the family. My regards to the family.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, they've always warned me not to go into the sausage industry, and now I know why. But what if that kid came back? Well, if he's like, well, maybe his father didn't want him alive, and he found out and faked his death on a motorcycle,
or came back. Same guy with the grudge against the family because he killed his family.
Maybe they don't say how the motorcycle accident happened. What if he shot the motorcycle tire with a crossbow?
A crossbow.
Wow.
We need to start doing detective work.
I think
we got this down. We should tell them.
Call the Russian authorities. This podcast is going overseas.
It's a cold case file. We take the files. We just connect the dots. We take the information given. And we make the most logical explanation.
Yeah, easily.
Clearly.
What if
crossbow?
I mean, I could just picture the scene. The guy, like Sausage King, chilling in the sauna, and that guy walks in with the crossbow. He's like, "I knew this day would come," or something like that. I don't know if that was accurate in the
Who is saying I knew this day would
the
come?
The Sausage King. He's like, I knew this day would come. I knew you'd come for me.
You don't think he's more like, you can't do it. You can't kill me. You know, kind of like he's testing him. He's like, you're still a wimp.
He stands up. His towel falls off. And as expected, Sausage King's got a huge ass dong.
Just
big old hog.
Giant.
Fucking Bratwurst McGee over there.
And then that makes the main... The guy start to tremble a little bit because he's like, I don't know if I could. This is what my entire life, because when your life's based on revenge, this is all he's ever wanted. He's now questioning himself. Will this be enough? What will he do after this? He's already killed his child. Now, should he kill the Sausage King with that giant sausage-like member? He starts to tremble.
He starts to tremble and then...
But he remembers... What happened years ago with his, he flashes back to see his child.
He lifts the crossbow back up, points it at the Sausage King's heart.
All you hear is that like whistling.
And he goes,
"Wing.
You're the worst." And he shoots him in the heart.
You're the worst. Arnold, get down. Get to the sausage.
Yeah, and then man, I think that's how the Sausage King dies. I mean,
I like ours. Nothing against him. I like that version better. I mean, this kind of that paints him out as a murderer and someone who acquired his sausage through unsavory means, but we don't know him, so we're just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as far as ways to go. Getting shot by a crossbow in a sauna is pretty cool.
The crossbow kid killer.
Yeah. So like he made national news. It wasn't just like Joe Schmo magazine in Moscow was like, oh, by the way, Sausage King's dead. We heard about it, you know, all the way over here and we're like, holy shit. A real hero.
Not only did we hear about it, we cracked the case.
We cracked the case. I mean, I would like some money, probably. Like
money? I don't do this for money.
You don't? Oh, yeah. Same. I'm big, big. big on pro bono case cracking.
Yeah, on the Tommy John show. I do it for the thrill of the, you know, personal. It's an ego thing for me.
That's all right. That's all right.
I gotta prove to myself.
Hey, listen. I mean, we all gotta do it. But yeah. So I mean, I just had to get off that Sausage King stuff, like, off my chest, because I was really thinking about what really happened, and you know, I think the truth is important. But
truth is out there, or he could be Miley Cyrus.
Who, the Sausage King?
Yeah. You know those, like, weird, like, conspiracies, just that people are like, maybe this person's Miley Cyrus, or like, maybe this person's Nick Cage. Like other celebrities are just other celebrities.
It's like the one that made them, well, at least didn't make sense, but like the one that, like, you could kind of
made the most sense.
Yeah, it made the most sense was like that Katy Perry was actually JonBenet Ramsey grown up.
And oh, like, yeah. Someone did say that.
But, you know.
Most sense.
We at the Tommy John Show don't give much credence to that, but we'll stick to our Sausage King theories. But anyway, I got some rants I want to go on.
You got some rants?
Some movie rants.
Some rants in your pants?
I got some rants in my pants, and I ain't stopping until all those rants are out of my pants.
Get them. Get them out.
So we watched some movies recently. So the first one, the first one's a bigger rant, and I'm gonna hit that one first. So I didn't even really want to watch this movie because. So it's a Netflix original. It's called The Devil All the Time.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. So the reason I didn't want to watch it is because. So this movie has the guy who plays Pennywise, Bill Skarsgård, I believe his name is, Tom Holland, guy who plays Spider-Man, Robert Pattinson, obviously everybody knows our Pats, and a couple other people.
They go to their praying log.
What?
They go to their praying log.
Oh, their praying log, yeah. So the reason I didn't want to watch this movie, because I was like, they just advertised it. It was like as those three people in it, and that was it. And it was like, this is the problem I have with Netflix. And now I understand this happens a lot in normal movies. It's like, oh, we got to get a big star so people come see this movie. I don't think it has much as much of an effect on like theater goers. Obviously, right now, theater going is in a different realm than it normally is. But like this Netflix movie is like, fuck, let's go on Twitter. Let's see who trends the most and put them in this shitty movie so that we can bump up like views on this movie. So they were like, all right.
I loved that movie.
Did you?
No, it was paced really slow.
So, yeah,
I thought that Robert Pattinson did a good job.
Well, here's the thing. I think all those guys are talented. I think the least talented of the three is probably Tom Holland. But
whoa, Spider-Man?
Spider-Man?
You're going to say Spider-Man?
Spider-Man? But
yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. I mean, not to say that he's not talented. He surely is. But they were like, all right, well, we want this movie to kind of go viral. So it's like, we have this script for this. Like, it's like we bought this like kind of, not that great script.
It's a book.
Yeah. And we got to get people to watch it. So let's just look on social media and be like, all right, Robert Pattinson's always trending. Tom Holland always gets you a lot of hits. And lately since it, Bill Skarsgård's going crazy. And then they throw in Dudley Pursley.
Yeah, he did good. I like him though.
He was good.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. But like that was my initial apprehension to the movie. I was like, all right, this is kind of dumb. It's probably a fine movie or whatever. But like, it's just kind of annoying that like, they're just trying to like, it's not the movie that the people that obsess over those people want to watch.
So oh no. Yeah. Rachel hated it too. She hated it. Like she was like, can we turn this off? And I was like, I'm kind of just want to see what happens. It was, she's like, it's so slow. It's so boring. And this kid, it's just fucked up things just keep happening.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I mean, so I didn't choose to watch it. I was playing Magic in the room while it was on. And I just ended up watching it. So then I started to watch it. And my biggest pet peeve was the narrator. Because now, I want to say that there are times when a narrator is good, but, you know, I don't want to brag, but when I was taking screenwriting classes, they always said, never use a narrator. You have to show what's going on through action and dialogue. Like, that is the way, you know, film is supposed to be. But I do think that there are ways that
American you can Beauty. Use
American Beauty, Ferris Bueller's Days Off or whatever.
Yeah.
Is a good example of a narrator.
Anything with Morgan Freeman. I'm Morgan Freeman.
But like in this movie, like one example that comes up towards the end, like Tom Holland's character, it's like he like kind of like looks.
Oh,
up.
You forgot the guy from Captain America.
Oh yeah, Sebastian Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, no, the funny thing about that is my conspiracy theory about that. So like people are like hating on Sebastian Stan lately. Why? Right? Like, I don't know. He was like canceled for something. So they casted him as the bad guy, like as like a not desirable character, which interesting. It's like, oh, so like people will be brought in by these other guys. They'll see him like, oh yeah, I hate him. And then they'll hate his character even more.
This movie's just a marketing ploy.
Yeah, I mean that's how I felt. But so like towards the end, so Tom Holland's like looks up into the sky, and the narrator's like, I forget what his character's name was, but it was like so and so felt pensive, and he started to think about this. Like, what? You know, we're supposed to kind of like as a viewer assume what he's thinking and feeling, right? It's like. That
you should never assume, Tom.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, but like the I like a little bit of ambiguity. It doesn't always have to be super ambiguous, but like we could have, Tom Holland should have just been able to look up in the sky and be like, all right, he's thinking about this. We could assume, at least in the general sense,
I wonder how he's feeling. I wish they'd tell me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I hate that kind of narration because it makes it. Assumes the viewer is an idiot, which
I like narration when it's only used as like telling a story. It's like it pops back in if it's like a character telling like Princess Bride or, you know, where
Forrest Gump's another good example.
Forrest Gump, yeah, where it's just they're telling a story, so that's why they can say how like a character felt. Like, why is a narrator necessary other than like, you know, Ferris Bueller is a cool way to do it. Like, there's interesting ways to have a narrator, but when you're just a narrator, just literally to drive the plot or to help people understand things, it's kind of
yeah. I mean, that was my huge problem with it. You know, the movie was okay. It was very slow and like jumpy. Like, you know, it's like. It would be super slow and then would just jump to things. And then, like, there was too many plot lines.
Yeah. It was like you never saw Game of Thrones, so.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a season of Game of Thrones in a movie.
It did feel like it should have been a show, right? Like, I felt like, all right, well, maybe that would have made more sense as a show.
Yeah, right? You follow the killer characters with, like, the photography. You have different. You follow them each and get to see the different things, and they can have different story arcs. It would be an interesting show, but they had way too much jammed in there, and they had to like speed it up, you know?
Yeah. And now, another point is like, if it was like a show, it felt like they almost could have done like a True Detective style show with that plot. But, you know, it would just piss me off. I don't know. I mean, you saw it. Like, what are your total thoughts? I mean, I know you've been contributing.
So I got to be honest. I thought it was an interesting story. Like, if you take a step back and be like, all right, it's a, like, if you were from like a writing perspective, it's a story of this kid, all this stuff happened and how it all like comes together. Mm-hmm. But it's real cheesy with like the narration and just like, The narration makes it so cheesy because every time it pops in, it's like, well, he could have done this, but it kept following it. Like, it tells you.
Also, who was the narrator supposed to be other than just a voice?
I didn't see. The problem is we might know. Like, I didn't pay attention well enough because it was kind of boring. Like, I watched it, but like I wasn't fully attentive. So maybe the voice said in the beginning, but I don't know for sure who the voice was. But it wasn't terrible, but it's just honestly, I just felt bad for the kid. Like the payoff mm-hmm. for that kid, what he went through.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Like everything he went, he never got what like the payoff was not worth all of the horrible things that happened. And maybe that's what is the lesson in life. But I didn't think it was great.
Yeah. And I mean, I think they're all, I mean, I don't know if Bill Skarsgård is, but I think they're all British actors. Like a large majority of them, not like Sebastian Stan, but it's like, there's something about like that. And I like Robert Pattinson. I like Tom Holland.
But I liked Robert Pattinson in it. So there were some creepy parts in it, like the spiders.
Yeah, for sure.
So like I liked parts of it. I just, the pacing was weird and it was very slow. And I mean.
The over-the-top southern accent got almost every actor did it. It got a little much sometimes. Like it started to feel less authentic. And I guess maybe I only noticed that because I was getting taken out by like the stupid narration. Cause like you don't get sucked in as much. I feel like when there's like a voiceover coming in every once in a while, but
Andy Dufresne changed our lives that summer.
But yeah, that's my rant on Devil All the Time. I have one more rant on another movie, but do you have any movies?
I have a small rant and it's only like a small part of a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit of a spoiler, but I don't care.
Okay, Snowpiercer. People should have seen it by now, but if you haven't, stop
if you
the
haven't
podcast,
seen it,
go watch it.
I don't
it.
Care.
It's a good movie.
I just always was like, I would always, at the end of the movie, you find out that he's eating babies.
Yeah.
And when I found that out, I was like, why was he so like disgusted?
By the bugs?
They were eating bugs. Like, he's like, oh, like. I just always remember his face because it's like, ugh. I'm like, you ate babies. You can't, like, you wouldn't be more like, eh, all right, it's bugs. Like, they were, like, the shot of the bugs was kind of, like, crazy. But I always was like, he wouldn't care. He would be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say anything. He'd just hop down and be like, yeah, I ate babies.
I guess the one thing they could have done in that movie to avoid that kind of, like, thing that didn't make sense was like just have somebody else see the bugs, you know?
Yeah,
and just react to them, because I think the purpose of him seeing it was to see his reaction almost, but like it did. Yeah, that is something that didn't make sense.
But then again, you know, people have eaten things before and still would be like, ugh, if they're grossed out and stuff, so I guess his reaction could be
justified to a certain point.
This guy ate babies.
I saw somebody's rant on Twitter today. It was, I think it was Paul F. Tompkins. Do you know him?
No.
He's a comedian. He wears a suit all the time. He has a mustache, some weird fucked up teeth.
Okay.
You know the guy. Oh man, he's been posting a lot, so maybe I won't find it, but it was about Groundhog Day. Here it is. One detail of Groundhog Day that has nagged me forever. Bill Murray is stuck in Gobbler's Knob for what could be years of Groundhog Days, so he takes piano lessons. When he is finally freed from the curse or whatever, he plays an insane piano solo at the Big Town Gala. His piano teacher is there. After everyone is blown away by his performance, the lady turns to Andy McDowell and beams, "He's my student. Wait." This lady only met him that day, as yeah, far as she knows. By the time he gets to that level of excellence, why would he go back to her again? And even if he did because he is now nice, why did she think she taught him? Or what did she think she taught him exactly?
But, you know, that would be a simple fix, like, because you could just cut Bill Murray, like, that day playing and being like, she'd be like, going in and be like, "I don't know anything." And she's like, "Well, here." And then by the end, he just goes, "Wow, you taught me," like, jokingly. Yeah. You know, and she heard just being like, "Ah." Because it is. But, it's a silly move. But I've seen that before. Which yeah. is pretty funny.
I mean, I do love that movie, so I don't want to knock on it too much. But that was a funny detail. Because he always kind of get that kind of stuff with anything.
I think about that a lot. I think about that all the time. Piano thing? Or no, Groundhog like Groundhog's Day. Like, what if he woke up with for the same day? Like, I like that premise, and I think there's a lot more that can be done with that than what they've done.
Yeah, actually, today is one of those days for me. We've recorded this podcast 700 times at this point. I just keep waking
700 times? How have I gotten any better, worse? Is it exactly the same every time?
It's pretty brutal, man. You just do not take direction.
Nope. So it's, no. And it's the same every single time for you?
Well, you know, I try to make adjustments.
Well, have we talked about different things? What are the different things we've talked about?
Well, I mean, so you know the Sausage King thing, right? I've had to dig on the internet for that article at this point, you know. But we've talked about, I mean, you know, there have been times when it's just election talk the whole time.
The entire time?
But here's the crazy thing. 700 times I've woken up on this day. I still don't know who the president is.
You still don't know who the next one is.
I know who it is right now, but I don't know who the next one is. It's pretty tragic, honestly. But
neither does Biden. Dude, that whoever sent the stimmy.
Oh, the tweet I sent? Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Biden's going to be sending stimmies every week.
Yeah, when the dementia kicks in. That's going to be pretty wild, man. When I read that, I could not. Yeah, but
Biden's gonna win. Biden only needs
six more.
Nevada, but Nevada's not gonna.
We'll see. The other movie that I saw, I think it was two nights ago. Knock Knock.
Knock Knock.
Did you see that movie?
Is that about a joke? The whole movie's a joke.
Well, I mean. To me, it was. So, Knock Knock is directed by Eli Roth. You know him?
Eli Roth, yeah.
Guy did Cabin Fever, and I think he was the Bear Jew.
Oh, that's Eli Roth?
I believe so. Maybe I'm completely wrong. But
okay. Well, let me just I believe you now. Quick. So, yeah, that's who I think Eli Roth is now.
The Bear Jew, that is Eli Roth. He directed this movie, and he's a pretty good director. So, like, before I get into my rant, the movie is, like, well made, and it kind of does have an effect.
I've seen this.
You've seen this movie.
Yeah.
It's with our boy Keanu.
Keanu!
So, basically, the movie's about Keanu Reeves. DJ guy, his family goes away for the weekend because he has to finish a work thing and he's going to try to catch up with them later. It's like Father's Day or something like that. And the movie starts, he's like trying to have sex with his wife. And then she's like, "Oh, the kids are awake," or whatever. So he doesn't get to have sex. So that's kind of the setup. And they leave. And then it's like raining out. He's working. And these two chicks show up and really, you know, attractive, sexy, hot, young, and basically it was like this weird torture movie where they kind of like torture him with like seduction for like the first act, until, spoiler alert, he ends up fucking them.
What?
What?
We did not see the same movie.
Yeah.
I got the other edition.
And then, like, the whole rest of the movie is just them being like, oh, we're not leaving, blah, blah, blah. We're going to show everybody, you know, that you did this. We're going to tell everyone. You're going to tell your wife. And we're actually 15, so that you couldn't do that, you know, stuff like that. So he's, like, freaking out. And basically, the whole movie had no satisfying answers as to why anything was happening. And I think that was my biggest problem with the movie.
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story. No. It's like all this crazy shit that like I think because they allude to the fact that they were spying on him before they like kind of came in and were like, because the girls pretended like they got dropped off at the wrong house and they needed an Uber or something like that. And then when the Uber comes, they just kind of like are naked and like, oh, just like, you know, whatever. And he just fucks them, whatever, you know. But my whole deal with it was like, you're like, why are they doing it? They never say why. Like, maybe they were like, I don't need like a full explanation. They kind of allude to some things, but they don't. They were spying.
They're just like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, but they didn't steal anything. They just ruined his life for no reason. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we're going to see the second. It's called Who's There? And it'll explain everything. It'll be a prequel.
What if they have like a bunch of movies and that one doesn't explain anything? Is like next one's called Moo, and then the one's like Moohoo.
And
it's like,
and maybe Keanu when he was younger was the crossbow.
I don't know. That movie just got on Netflix, so I mean, watch it if you want to see boobs. Right?
Boobs?
Like, I don't know. Like, there was something about it, like, that just... And then they kill... They don't kill. This one guy dies, right? And they don't care, right? And they kind of papier-mâché him and put him in a truck, and then they allude to a different guy. Like, oh, Ronnie's going to have a good time with them. And then we don't know who Ronnie is. Ronnie never shows up in the movie. So there's all these hints that it's like an operation, but it's not. And then they don't care that guy dies, a complete innocent.
I'm telling you, it's only half of a plot. You don't know the full scope of it.
That there's another movie.
Yeah, there's going to be, it was supposed to be a trilogy. And this is the middle one. There's a prequel, and then there's a movie that comes out after.
It's just such a... Oh, man. It was just such a frustrating movie. So maybe if that was what they were going for, it worked. But...
Have you seen the movie... I think it's called The Circle.
With Emma Watson. No, I never watched it. I did watch The Circle reality show on Netflix.
Movie... Or maybe it's just Circle.
I think it's called The Circle.
The Circle with Emma Watson. That movie is the epitome of like getting just big names, like John Boyega's in it, Emma Watson, Tom Hanks, and
Pauly Shore.
It's so bad. There is zero payoff. The movie ends. I mean, there's a little bit of payoff. The bad guys lose, but it doesn't feel like a payoff because of how they do it. It's the weirdest thing. The movie is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was so, like, you think you're going to get all this stuff and you don't. It's honestly that movie for me. If you guys want to watch it, just let me know what you think. Some people are going to be like, my favorite movie. Emma Watson.
But I think that's like I haven't seen it. I can't really speak to it, but it sounds like a similar trap that like The Devil All the Time fell into, where it was a book that, because I believe The Circle was a book, and that sometimes just books don't make good movies. They buy the rights to the book and they don't realize it's not going to be a good movie. They see it's like,
all right, or well, they don't put in enough to make it a good
true,
movie.
True,
like,
true, true.
The books are good. You could make a good book, a good movie. You just need to put in the money and the time to get good writers, to get good, you know, you need, if you don't have the, if the author isn't a script writer either, that could be a problem. And
true.
You need actual, you can't just get actors to fill in if you have a shitty script and it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, well, actually that just reminded me of another rant I had. So, you know, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter?
Yeah, you guys hated that because you read the book.
I read the book is so good, right? And they completely, the book is like, basically they kind of like write it like almost like a history book and then just inject all the vampire shit into it. And it makes sense. And then for the movie, I get why they did this.
It makes sense.
Yeah. The movie, I get they kind of tried to just make like one linear kind of time, like timeline for the movie, whatever. Like the book kind of like goes through his whole life, not just his presidency. And whatever, it's a movie slash book called Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Shouldn't get too worked up about this. Yeah. I was like, this, what's like, man, they ruined this book when I saw the movie. I'm like, man, I wonder what the author thinks. And then I saw that the author wrote the screenplay. I was like, what? This guy would like, it's like, oh, I wrote a good book. I better change it for the movie.
Well, that's also, we also don't know what,
like the studios.
They can, say. Yeah, what studios are like, yeah, you can't do that. You can't have that in there. You got to make it more like, not like your book. Okay? Yeah, your book was good. We don't want that. All right? You know what movie? What was that movie that where the guy could bring people back from the dead? He was like
Frankenstein?
No, it was like a Marvel character, maybe. It was a comic book character.
Comic book character, bring people
like
back.
Like Jonah Hex? Is that who
Jonah
it is?
Hex? Was that? He was like a. It was like a. It was It was Josh Brolin. He was yeah. I never saw that one, but I heard it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But
there was a string of comic book movies that were just like really bad, like Jonah Hex, Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider 2 is great.
Ghost Rider 2 was insane. That was
because they're just like, all right, Nick, just go crazy.
And then Priest was also not a good one.
Priest was
all like, the makings of being a good
one. See, the problem is, and those are like, those movies are always movies like Priest where I was like, all right, when's it going to get good? And then you realize like, oh, this is the end. This isn't worth it. Like, you know what? You already know what's going to happen. You're like, this movie wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's such, I hate Priest and like Jonah Hex. I don't remember Jonah Hex, but Priest was kind of a very simple plot.
Oh,
it was like the cool idea of, I'm sure, what the comic was on top of this very basic plot that you knew it was going to happen. You knew. And I think they were expecting it to do a lot better and they were going to have multiple.
I think Priest felt like one issue of a comic book rather than a whole fleshed out story. It was like, oh, I'm going to go here and do this. And that was it. Anyway, that's going to bring us to the Rec Room. What do you got to recommend this week?
Naruto. I'm going to recommend that. Season 5.
What's that? I've never heard of it.
Naruto.
Is that Naruto or is it Naruto?
Naruto. Naruto. Naruto? Naruto. I think I've recommended this already, but I'm on season 5 already. And it's,
any good?
Yeah. Turns dark. It's a very dark season.
Nice.
I haven't really watched too many movies, so I'm gonna be going up to the mountains next week.
Which mountains?
Our aunt and uncle's.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. That'll so I'm gonna go up to that house, and we're gonna just with my lady, and we're gonna watch some DVDs and probably DVDs. There's a movie store in town.
Still,
I assume, yeah, they were going strong last time I was there.
I love that.
And I would like to rent a bunch of movies, because that's when you go to the mountains, that's what you do. You rent five movies for $5, and then you just go back and you watch.
It's the best, man. It's the best kind of vacation. Always is.
So yeah, Naruto, it's a show about ninjas and a nine-tailed fox demon who's trapped in a child, and he empowers his chakra when he needs it. And there really haven't been any downsides to having other than the fact that he doesn't have any family and he's been like a loner, but that has only been through from what I've seen, only good. Cause he's always just like, I was a loner, and he can connect with all the other kids that were loners and helps them be better people.
Nice.
And through different ninjutsu and genjutsu and just jutsus.
Sounds relatable.
Yep, especially to current events, really.
I think I watched. I used to watch it when I was younger. I wouldn't mind getting back into it. What are you watching it on?
I'm watching it on TV, boy. It's fresh new. It's that new, baby.
Where? Just on
Netflix.
Okay, cool.
They have a bunch of. Yeah.
On the TV, cool, man. Yeah, it's great. I love TVs. My recommendation is a video game called West of Dead.
Oh, yeah. You saw your snap.
Yeah, man. This game is so sick. It is, first of all, it's weird. It's almost like your character almost looks like Ghost Rider, because it's like a cowboy that has like the skull head that's on fire. Voiced by Ron Perlman, who played Hellboy and was from Sons of Anarchy. It's a roguelike game. So basically, every time you die, you start over, and it's a different experience, and you're slightly upgrading your character each time, and you're working your way through the story mode. Basically it's like a Western. So each room, like each time you start, it's like, each level is like a dungeon, and there's like different rooms. Each time you go into a new room, there's a couple enemies you have to beat, and basically the combat is it almost feels like Enter the Gungeon, if you've ever played that, except it's more about hiding behind or taking cover behind like boxes so that people can't shoot you, and then you shoot over it and you can pick up different guns and stuff like that. It's really sweet, and
like kind of looks like Beautiful Joe
a little bit. Yeah, it's got that really cool art style. Each room is dark, and if you turn on the light, it stuns the enemies for a hot second so you can shoot them. And the story mode's like pretty simple but cool. Like you're this like old Western marshal that was killed by this like evil preacher, and now instead of going to hell, you're trying to get to heaven, but like before you do that, like you're kind of in purgatory. And you got to go and try to defeat that preacher, before you can like, you know,
so kinda... this is purgatory where you are.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's actually called Purgatory, Wyoming. So like, that's where you are. And, you're upgrading your character. You're unlocking new things. It's like a combination of Enter the Gungeon and Dead Cells, which that's is cool. Another roguelite, game. So pretty sweet. Been enjoying it a lot, and it's got this really awesome soundtrack. It's like this old twangy, like old Western outlaw kind of feel to it. It's pretty dope. I couldn't recommend it
more. I like
more.
The two guns that make a bull horn on the front.
Oh yeah. But yeah,
the logo's cool.
Yeah, it's on, I think it's on all the major, consoles and PC. I'm playing on Switch, and
it's on TV, right? Fresh,
yeah,
new, baby.
Yeah, you could probably play on the TV, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Another really relatable recommendation this week, from the two of us. Because, you know, I too feel like a skeleton stuck in purgatory. trying to kill a priest who once touched
preacher?
Me. A preacher. Yeah, man. I think it's gonna do it for this week.
All right, and we're gonna go out on a cappella of notes. Boom, bum, boom, bum, boom. Now you gotta do the lower two. Boom,
I can't. Bum. I mean, right? I haven't warmed up.
Boom,
I mean,
bum, boom, bum, boom, bum, boom.
I had a lot.
Boom, boom, bum, boom, bum, boom, bum, boom.
I had a lot of dairy tonight, but just one note before we leave. We were getting a lot of feedback on the Spooktacular. People loved it.
Loved it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people get a lot of emails. Fans.
Yeah.
They are loving it and they keep watching it. And
don't on the TV.
Tell them to put it on TV. But you can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns. You can patreon.com/TommyJohns. Nookshots.com. Find Dan. Twitter.com/TheRoomOfWreck. You can find them, I don't know, watching TV, probably. Up in the mountains watching Naruto. When do you go to the mountains?
The 11th to the 15th.
Ooh, really? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, the 11th next week.
Cool.
Wednesday to Sunday.
But cool. Enjoy your trip out there. Maybe we'll get a pod in before you leave, but you know, and maybe we'll have more certainty on the future of the country by then.
Who knows? Maybe not. Maybe we won't.
Maybe not. Who knows? I mean, it's crazy, unprecedented times. And here at the Tommy John Show, I want everybody to be safe, be smart, be kind to each other. Do not watch Knock Knock or The Devil All the Time unless you want to see what I was talking about. But do play West of Dead. And, yeah, I think that's going to do it. Goodbye, folks.
Just been.